Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
After the weekend, speaking of things that people can't wait for, schools are going to start going back
across
the Illawarra.
That is right, yeah.
Look, most students, I think, are back on the 25th of October, but there's some, you know, years like year 12 and year 10, I think, and kindy are going back a little bit earlier. But, I mean, it's been like over 100 days since our kids have actually stepped foot in a classroom and been back to school. And I don't know about you, but Lulu, I think she would be happy if she never went back to school again.
Well, it's a real adjustment, isn't it? I mean, they're set in their ways now. 3 months of being at home, you know, you kind of get settled, don't you? I mean, even as adults, we get settled. Never mind kids. I mean, you know, there's a lot of adults that don't want to go back to work. So, I don't know how kids are going to face school. It's got to be a tough thing for them to look towards.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon there's kids that are super excited to get back to school because miss school or their friends or whatever. But then there's other kids that have actually thrived in lockdown. Like my cousin's son, he is loving lockdown. He would be happy to be homeschooled or learn via Zoom because he struggles a bit socially. He doesn't really like socializing.
Fair enough.
He's loving lockdown life, but he has to go back to school. He actually goes to school in Sydney, so he'll be definitely going back. But you know, what do you do if you have kids like that in your household and if they don't want to go back to school or they're really nervous about it, and how do we get them back in the groove? I don't know.
Well, you know what? We happen to have an expert on the phone, Dr. Lynn. Dr. Lynn, good morning. You're an expert in psychology and obviously in children's psychology and how to certainly help kids approach school life again. I mean, what do you think right now? Kids are returning to school. Do you think it will be an adjustment for a lot of kids?
Thanks for having me. Definitely will be an adjustment for most children. You know, even those ones that are really looking forward to it, it will be different, and it certainly will be adjustment. And for those children that are quite anxious about it, and as you said, may not want to go, it'll even be more difficult. Yeah. So how we can help them to make that adjustment is something that we really need to think about.
Yes. So can you give us some tips, Lynn? How do we prepare our kids to go back to school?
Yeah, I think most importantly is talking with them. So having those open, honest conversations about school, you know, things will be different, and letting them know that, that it's okay to be uncertain and there's things that they can do to be in control of the situation in terms of if they're anxious about, you know, feeling safe, I guess, to start with. Reminding them what they can do, you know, in order to keep safe, you know, those things like sanitising, washing, etc. But also to remind them that, you know, there's certain things that are not their responsibilities. So to convey to them that, you know, trust in the teachers and trust in, you know, that those that are organising life around them. But also, you know, just to encourage them to focus on things to look forward to. You know, what were the things that, you know, that they might be looking forward to on the first day? What were the things that they've missed about school? So I guess, you know, trying to get them to feel optimistic about, you know, what might be there in store for them.
I mean, separation anxiety would be a major thing, especially from parents. There's a lot of kids out there who've been so close to the parents and having the parents around, suddenly not having them there and suddenly getting back into that environment can be a little bit scary. But just one thing, Dr. Lynn, I was chatting to someone just the other day and they were saying to me that that their school is actually putting a proposal forward to allow homeschooling to happen for those kids who do excel in it. I mean, what do you think about that? Socially, it's really important, do you think, for kids to go to school?
Yeah, look, I do think that. I think socially it's important for children to get out there and be at school and partake in that routine and socialise. And if they're not particularly, enjoy socialising, you know, it is important that they need to learn strategies to be able to do that and to mix with people. I mean, that's going to be the reality of their world moving into their futures. So go to get back into a routine. And I think what teachers will do, they'll understand that, and they'll they'll focus on those social and emotional skills and give children more time to acclimatise back into the classroom and to re-engage with their friends. So they'll slowly sort of ease them back into those more formalised learning opportunities. So, yeah, look, I do think it's important for children to be at in a school environment.
Well,
what that school environment looks like.
Yes,
I mean, that's
very different.
Debatable.
So, yeah, very different. Because by the time the kids go back to school and they get back into the classroom October 25, it'll be up to over 120 days of homeschooling. So it will look very, very different. Hey, Dr. Lynn Cronin, thanks so much for your time. It's great to get an insight from a researcher about exactly how those kids will get back to school.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No troubles at all. Dr. Lynn Cronin there, researcher and teacher in early childhood, locally right here at UOW. So interesting about getting those kids back to school and how it will look.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train.
All right, so if you've only just joined us for the first time, well, the topic train is we take a couple of hot topics from around the globe, give them a bit of a spin and ask Jade and Damien their thoughts. Arnott's have finally settled the debate over which Australia's popular shape flavour comes out number one. And you'd be surprised.
What is it?
Pizza came in at number two, closely followed by barbecue, cheese and bacon, savoury. Okay. And in last place, none of us are surprised with nacho cheese. The kids have thrown that one out the door. Number one, the chicken crimpy, my friend.
Of course, it had to be.
No, it had to be.
Yes.
It is a good one, isn't it?
That's true.
Because
that's
all those other ones were not nice.
I want to ask you both, though, if you could smash any packet of biscuits right now, what's your go-to biscuit to chuck in the melon?
I know for me, if I'm going all out, I'm going for that the big box that you can get in Woolworths of the extra chocolate chip biscuits. You know the ones that are just
chocolate chips.
They're loaded with chocolate chips. There's so much that there's actually hardly any flour involved in it. It's just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
A little bit of biscuit with your chocolate.
That's it. You know. I would devour
You wouldn't go
them.
The overindulgent Tim Tam with a double, triple layer
of
chocolate.
I'm not a Tim Tam person.
Get out.
I'm a traditional man. I like I like shortbread. I devour shortbread right now as well.
Would you? Jade, what about you? Smashing biscuits. What are you doing?
If it's night time. I wouldn't mind a Tim Tam. You know, you break the Tim Tam off either end, and then if you suck it through, if you suck port through it, it's really good.
What about
port
you?
Through it. Jeez.
What about you?
Actually,
enjoying a biscuit while spitting a piss pot.
Wow. No one expected that.
Why just keep that for night time? I could probably do that right now as well.
and we wouldn't be surprised either. That's a good one, actually. Good idea. Let's try that tonight. Hey, Kim Kardashian has revealed the meanest thing daughter North has said to her. She's opened up about the trials and tribulations of parenting, including the meanest thing that little North West has said. So North is eight now, would you believe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she's actually insulted Kim Kardashian's interior decorating skills.
Oh, what'd she say?
A bit of an argument. Okay. Every time I get into some kind of disagreement with my daughter North, she thinks that she can just have a free dig at me. She'll say, "Your house is ugly. It is so white. Who lives like this?"
Oh.
Wow. Okay, so Jade, Damien. Wow.
She sounds like a spoiled brat.
Well, have you seen
who her parents
are?
She's pointing a manicured finger and holding a Louis Vuitton bag when she does it, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. Hey, what's the best crack that kids have actually had at you? If your kids have had a ripping go, what is it?
Like, I feel like Lulu, just thinking that she's an eight-year-old, anytime I sing, no matter where she is in the house, she'll go, "Mommy, stop!" Mommy, stop singing. No, and like she could be in the other room and she'll be like, "Mommy, stop singing." I'll be like, "Is it that bad?" It is clearly that bad. But Alani,
do we
the
answer?
19
year old.
No,
we're not answering that.
No, don't answer that. But the 19-year-old Alani, she's got the teenager, you know, the scathing wit. And I got a jumper, which I was so excited about. It arrived in the mail yesterday. And I went into her room with my new jumper and I went, "What do you think?" And she just looked at me. I was like, "What? Do you like it? did you hear me? Have you got your AirPods in? And she just looked at me and I'm like, what? And she goes, you always said if you don't have anything nice to say, not to say anything.
Oh, good girl, Alani.
Alani, jeez. So her crack at you is to say nothing. Yeah. That's harsh. Right.
What about you, Damo? Oh. Got anything?
Oh, you know, Kiki always refers to the when I was born as being the olden days, and she she also this ongoing thing in our family where I say I don't think I've an Irish accent anymore, and they'll say, yeah, I don't think you have one either, because they can't hear it. They live with me all the time, but occasionally. If I'm calling out for Kiki or I'm saying, you know, whatever, she'll say, Dad, now I know you're Irish because I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, boom. Wow.
Now that's harsh.
That's the way the kids will get you, right in the heart of the motherland.
I didn't know what you said.
Exactly. That is our topic train for today.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Everyone has that one person. We've all got one. Mm-hmm. It's that one person that can't read the room.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, no matter what's going on, they are oblivious and they are in their own little world.
Yeah.
And they are just doing what they do. They've got their agenda and they want to fulfill it.
Absolutely.
That person in our life is Mama Jude.
Oh.
Mama Jude. Love her. What has she done now?
Well, she cannot read a room. So if we, like at night time, put all the kids to bed, and some nights this can take hours, and you finally put the kids to bed and you've cleaned up after dinner and everything, and then you sit down, relax, and you put a movie on, exhale, and then Mama Jude will come in and she'll stand right in front of the TV and then start talking to you about something. And you're like, Mum, but you can't say anything. You ought to be polite. And you're like, oh, yeah, Mum, yeah, yeah. And she's like, what's this you're watching? Oh, not that Squid Games. Oh, this is disgusting. La, 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 la.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Mum, yeah.
Get out. That's what I'm saying in my head, but I don't. I just sit there and I tolerate her because she's my mum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got to be respectful. That's how it works.
Or when the kids are losing it and they're fighting, they're screaming, and they're just having tantrums at your feet, Mum will come up to you with her laptop and go, hey, Jay, can you just, I've lost my document there. Can you just find it for me? And I'm like, look at her going, Mum, can you not see? It is chaos at the moment. You've just stood. You've come into the storm.
Yeah, yeah.
You've come into the storm. Let me deal with this first. Last night, my hubby Milko, he had to put a stop to her. He had to stop her in her tracks.
Oh, gee. The son-in-law stepping in against the...
What did he do? What did he do?
Well, because usually he'll just let Mum go. Again, because it's respect for your mum, and we love it a bit.
Yep.
But last night, he was at the end of his tether. We were in the kitchen, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mama Jude starts talking about incontinence.
Oh, no. Jeez. How did that even come up in a topic? She emerged from the toilet and went, let me tell you about incontinence.
They're in the kitchen, so clearly Milko still had the tap running.
I don't even know how it started. But she was talking about, oh, there's nothing worse than that feeling that you really, really need to go to the bathroom and you're not sure if you're going to make it. Oh, and she goes, oh, and it can be terrible. And, like, you know, all that what happens to people, you know, if they've got a little bit of a sore tummy and then they're a bit diarrhea-y. Oh, and, like, you know, you can't stop it and it's all liquid and it's like brown liquid and it could just come out at any time. Geez. How embarrassing if you were, like, you know, in the movies or you're at work or even you're in your car. And my husband Milko's like, Jude, stop. I've just poured gravy on my lamb and I'm about to have dinner.
Nothing like a good bit of gravy with your poop.
Oh, disgusting. Mama Jude.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, have any of you guys ever gone like viral on social media?
I've had a post one time that I put up something. It was a fridge magnet that was on my fridge. I put it on just as I had... Just thought I'd put it up, and it went crazy. It, like, went all around the world. Millions and millions of views on this fridge magnet.
On a fridge magnet?
On a fridge magnet, yeah. So, totally random.
That is so random. You just can't pick it, you know, what's going to go viral on social media. Look, a mum, she's actually gone viral on social media, and it wasn't anything clever that she put up. It wasn't due to a fridge magnet. It was due to a toddler. Mm. So... Her toddler, she said, look, here's mum's phone. And we'd all do this with our kids. Here's my phone. Just play a little game on it. So it'll keep you occupied for a couple of minutes. I've got something to do. This mum, she had to go have a shower. So she said to her toddler, here you go. Here's a little, there's an app that she loves watching on there. So here you go. You watch this. Mummy's going to go have a shower. She hopped in the shower, and halfway through the shower, she noticed that a toddler was in the shower with her in the bathroom. Again, not unusual. Mm. Our kids feel like as soon as you go in the bathroom, that's their cue to come in and join
that's
you, no matter
right.
what you're doing.
They roam around. That's what they do.
And so the toddler's in there, and she's got the screen up, and she's playing on her phone. And then when the mum got out of the shower, she said, oh, okay, pass the phone back to mummy now. Realise that her toddler had been accidentally live streaming her on Instagram.
Oh, no.
The whole time. So the toddler had the phone facing the shower and she's live streaming mum have a shower. So it's not even a case of filming her.
Mum went viral.
Jeez.
Mum's never had so many men start following her on Instagram before ever.
Wow.
Oh, the worst thing is, like, nobody wants to get anyone to see him in the shower at the best of times, but especially when you don't know, like, she wouldn't have been sucking in her stomach or anything.
No, I mean, there is nothing pleasant about the whole showering process. There's things you got to reach down to do, your feet and all the rest. You know, there's a lot of contortions that you got to do to cover all areas.
Yeah.
It's just not.
I just hope she wasn't shaving legs in the shower, because if she was shaving her legs in the shower, they would have. Let's just
all
say
right.
there's a lot of contortions.
We get it. There's a lot of things that could be going on in there that.
The other thing is, I mean, what if the kid dropped, what if she dropped the soap and the poor kids, they're just mum's love streaming. Whoops. Jeff Bezos has gone to the moon.
Let me just say, I have not looked online to see if the video is up there and you can see it. I do not want to know.
Liar.
But kids get you. They catch you out with things like that, particularly with technology. A similar thing happened to me. I was sitting on the toilet, going to the loo, doing a number two, and sitting there on the loo, going to the toilet. And then I could hear Lulu. She was out in the kitchen and she was on the phone to Nana Nikki. She actually had her on Facebook Live. They talk on Facebook Live a lot. And then Lulu's voice was getting closer and closer and closer.
Oh, no,
she opens the door up and goes, hey, say hi to Nana Nikki, and turns the phone around. And so Facebook Live to Nana Nikki, and I'm on the toilet. I'm like, hey!
Mate, I remember a time here at Wave FM when Damien first started. He was doing a rooftop, and you brought the kids in, and Lulu opened the toilet door on you here at Wave FM when I was walking past. I was like, James!
On that morning?
Too much!
Oh, no!
Man.
There's nothing sacred.
Kids
I told
phones.
You, you cannot go to the toilet by yourself.
Kids on phones, they do the funniest thing. We want to find out this morning, actually, because we do know that kids, when you give the kid the phone, they'll take photos of absolutely anything.
Oh, geez. They go bizarre.
Photos, videos, the whole lot. What if your kid's captured on your phone, Illawarra, and you've got it and gone, oh, my God, I can't tell anyone. You know what? No names, no pack drills, all right? It's a safe space
safe
here.
Space here.
We'll change your name if you need. But give us a call, because we want to find out those fun things that kids have done with your phone. We're going to get Albion Park. Tish, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Oh, good, Tish. When did you get caught out with the kids?
So my 4-year-old son's got an iPad, as most of them do these days.
Yeah.
And any time he goes to show family anything on the iPad, I tell them don't look, pretty much. So I was on the toilet one day and he got a photo of me sitting on the toilet.
Oh,
so I've since learnt to sort of be savvy and go through the photos every now and then just to sort of make sure they're all okay.
Do a little bit of quality control.
The family have learnt not to look at the photos or anything on the iPad.
Isn't that brilliant?
It's due diligence. We have to. I mean, when Kiki was a lot younger, same thing. Photographs, going around the house in your undies and things like that, and there's a picture of you in that state, on the phone. No one needs to see that.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.